public meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners. I want to welcome everybody. If everyone would please stand and join me in the pledge, and then Commissioner Titchener will lead us in the invocation. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's all bow for a word of prayer. Precious and loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day that you've given us. Lord, we thank you for this season that we're in, where you sent your Son to save us from our sins. Lord, we just continue to praise you and glorify you for all the things that you do for us each and every day. Lord, we would ask that you be with us as we go through this meeting today, that everything we say and do would be pleasing to you. Guide us and direct us. And Lord, we just continue to ask that you continue to be with us as we make these decisions. We ask all this in thy most precious holy name. Amen.
Amen. Seated. Mr. Noll, are any additions, deletions, or changes to the public meeting agenda?
No, sir, there are not.
Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Agenda approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Any questions or concerns with the minutes? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Minutes are approved by mutual consent. First item on the agenda is the purchasing department with two awards, and Brian, I'll turn it over to you.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Two agenda items for your consideration, the first of which is a bid award for the Bloomington water tank replacement bid. The county accepted bids on November 2nd, received a total of one bid. It was from Dutchland Inc. The recommendation is to move forward with that bid. The decision is pending concurrence from USDA. Haven't officially received written concurrence from them. We do have a verbal. So the recommendation is to award the bid to Dutchland Inc. Total project cost of $507,900. 150 days from notice to proceed for contract completion. The funding sources is USDA, the Emergency Community Water Assistance Grant, the amount of $410,950 right now, with the balance coming from county funds. We have a pre-construction meeting tentatively scheduled to get this project moving January 8th of 18. Any questions on that?
Have we exhausted all the possible options for the shortfall in funding yet, or it's about a little less than $100,000, I guess?
Yes, sir. That's what we have asking for a legislative bond for, that $164,000.
Oh, okay. Good. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right, we'll take the RFP bid too, Brian.
The second agenda item, this is for preliminary engineering and environmental reports for the Mountain Lake Park Water Distribution System. We requested and accepted proposals back on November 7th, received a total of five responses. The selection committee went through our standard selection procedure process. We gave you copies of that information prior to our meeting today of the evaluation summaries. The recommendation is to award the contract to the EADS Group to prepare the environmental report at $5,000 and the preliminary engineering report at $10,000. And they can have these reports prepared within 60 days. Again, the cost of these reports is coming through USDA or US funds.
Questions on that award? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve bid number 17-1102 and RFP number 17-1107?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, at this time, we will close the public meeting and open a public hearing on the Deep Creek Lake Sewer Service Area for Waterwheel Road. Do I have a motion to close the public meeting and open a public hearing?
So moved.
We have a motion. So the public meeting is now closed and the public hearing is now open on the Deep Creek Lake Sewer Service Area and Waterwheel Road, and I'll turn it over to Pat Hudnall from Utilities.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Public hearing today is to discuss the potential proposed inclusion of six homes located along Waterwheel Road, which is off of US 219, about 1,500 feet south of Mayhewen Road. Health Department approached the county earlier this year. There's failing septics out there. I believe Greg can speak to how many of them. Health Department pursuing your NDE Bay Restoration Fund money to construct a sewer system to connect these homes to the Deep Creek Lake sewer system. In order to do that, we need to include them within the service area pursuant to Title IX, Section 648 of the Environmental Article of the Annotated Code of Maryland. We have to hold this public hearing to present the proposed service area amendments to you for approval.
I'm okay with it.
Anything,
yeah, I think this is an exception to where we focus. You could say it's an exception.
Craig, you have anything?
Just so briefly how this works, the funding comes from the Bay Restoration money that's put in. We receive about $150,000 per year back to our office. I'm the grant administrator. We've allocated $120,000 of that towards this project. How the funding works is I have to have somebody, the county or the sanitary district, manage the project. They take it over. When the project's complete, he will bill us. We bill the BRF fund. The BRF fund pays us. The money comes back. This includes the connection fees, the installation of lines. It's turnkey.
So it pretty much the Bay Restoration money is 100% funding this project?
100%. Connection fees and connections, engineering. We can only fund up to 20,000, so Pat and I have discussed, we were 99% sure that it will fall under the 20,000 per connection. After 20,000 per connection, I have to go back to individual sewage, which isn't, so we'd have to drop back and punt if the bids happen to come over, but we believe that the project will fall well within the guidelines.
Is it an average of 20,000 or no single one can be more?
Average.
Average. Okay.
So the connection will be average. Because the biggest portion of the cost is the extension of the line from 219 to the properties themselves.
We'll bid out an inclusive project that will be the extension of the gravity sewer main up Waterwheel Road and the connection of each residence. So it can be broken out to do 20,000 per.
And some other diagrams if you would like to.
No,
see.
I know where it's at. So J&G Pub and those other places there, they're okay?
Well, so just for some historical perspective, we've looked at servicing this area many times. We've completed multiple sanitary surveys up Waterwheel Road, multiple complaints. Never had the funding, the residents didn't want it. There was a shift in our funding priority on how the type of systems we could approve. It just made sense that the time was now to move towards taking all of our allotted money and putting it here. And so we did another sanitary survey before we started the project. It just reiterated the fact that almost all the systems are failing or have problems seasonally, and
Let me ask it another way, and I won't drag it out, but it'll be designed and sized in a way that you could add to it. You could extend it later if you needed to.
Well, this portion, there's only just a couple more that could connect.
Yeah, so this is just if this is 219, that's already served. We'll do an extension up Waterwheel Road. It'll be a minimum 8-inch sewer, so it'll have plenty of capacity for whatever homes are above there.
How far does it go up south on 219, along 219?
All the way to Los Andes.
Yeah, all the way to Los Andes.
Oh, does it? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. That answers my question. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, I didn't know it went that far.
Craig, we're under the impression all the property owners are in agreement with this now.
We've met with them, and yes, was waiting for this meeting. I have letters that will go out to the owners this week. They'll be required to give me information within the next couple weeks on their income and other guidelines they have to meet. And but yes, I've met with every owner personally, shook hands, everybody's
and, in everybody's in agreement.
Everybody wants it.
Okay.
Everybody's in favor. They want it back. We have multiple houses connected to the same septics and septics that aren't even on their property. It's not, it's
okay.
Like I said, they would have wanted this a while ago, but
the money.
It was cost prohibitive. So this is, it's a win-win for everybody out there.
Absolutely. Anything else, gentlemen?
Any questions?
Anyone in the audience? It is a public hearing. Anyone in the audience with any questions or concerns? All right. If there's nothing else, Craig, if you don't have anything else, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing and reopen the public meeting. Do I have a motion to close the public hearing on the Deep Creek Lake Water, Sewer Service Area Waterwheel Road and reopen a public meeting?
So moved.
We have a motion, and the public meeting is now reopened. It's been our general practice that after a public hearing, we give 2 weeks for comment, but due to the health concerns here and the fact that all the property owners are on board and we basically have 100% funding, we're going to deviate from that. For that reason this evening to expedite this process. And I'll entertain a motion to approve resolution 2017-11, which does allow the extension to of the sewer service to Waterwheel Road.
So moved.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we appreciate you guys' work on this. Thanks, Craig. All right, with that, that concludes the business part of the agenda. On behalf of Commissioner Titchener and Heimball and myself, we'd like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. And does anyone have any questions or comment? Gary.
Private citizen, and wondering if you gentlemen could do something about Mayhew End Road and Lakeshore Drive, and also over toward the west, you have those sewage collection boxes. And I'd like to see if you can raise the speed limit eighth of a mile before and eighth of a mile after, because I can't hold my breath that long.
He has a point there. I go by there frequently. Sometimes it gets really bad. I mean, I don't know what we can do about it. I've been approached by several individuals about it.
And the perfume that's sprayed that. Manure is manure, and
you just make it. On bad days, it'll almost gag you going by.
And
I keep thinking, what if you rented a house there for $5,000 and you show up and that's what you get for the week? Or what if you own a property there and you're paying those kind of property tax based on the assessment? I guess it's been looked at in the past, but we really. I mean, really got to look hard at trying to find some way to mitigate that somehow.
It has been looked at hard. I mean, it's something that we have discussions about, and there's just not a golden answer to the problem. And, your weather conditions, barometric pressure, there's a whole
of the system.
Bunch of stuff that plays into this, and there's just not one answer. But and we understand it's concerning. We agree that we know that there's odors in those areas. Kevin and Pat and I, Brian King went around on a visit, and we discussed that one, the different things that they do to try to eliminate odors, and there just isn't one thing that works. And
does it only happen under
certain circumstances. I heard what you said about barometric pressure and all that crap, but I mean, is it because on a weekend?
Literally and figuratively.
Does it happen after a big weekend? Does it happen when does it, happen under certain conditions?
Friday nights, historically, we'll see a spike. I mean, you get everybody coming in for the weekend and the first flush of the system. It really is a product of the system itself. Everything sits in a line and becomes aerobic. There's no oxygen to it. It propagates the bacteria that make that odor. And it's to a level that's hardly treatable. Especially when it gets to Mayhew Road, it's phenomenally high. So if you can smell 5 parts per million of the hydrogen sulfide, which is the main culprit here, you're talking 200 or 300 parts per million of what's actually coming out of the air there.
So it happens when there isn't enough in the line that's moving through?
It's always going to happen with that pressure system. And with the gravity system, that's always tumbling and rolling down the hill, and you get that oxygen introduced into it, and prevent those bacteria from really taking over in the process. When it's in that pressure system or in a pump station, when it sits still for too long, and it really only takes about 28, 29 minutes, it becomes septic or aerobic, and that's when those bacteria start propagating and producing hydrogen sulfide. So because we've got so many pump stations and such long pressure lines where it sits without oxygen, it's impossible to prevent in the system. And treatment is very problematic and expensive. We used to use caustic, basically a pH adjustment that really didn't do anything for the odor and actually made it dangerous to work on the system. We've gone to carbon scrubbers that I think possibly what we have there is probably undersized with Mayhew. We'll look at on the list is trying to upsize what we use there, but it's basically a carbon scrubber system that pulls that hydrogen sulfide out of the atmosphere. The problem with that is you can only treat what goes through the canister. There's penetrations in the pump station for conduit, for electrical. Those penetrations are hard to seal up, plus the access hatches. Anything escapes there is untreated and you still have that odor. I completely understand that. I don't disagree with your request at all. It is bad.
So Pat, you can look at the carbon scrubber as a potential piece to help mitigate.
Well, it's there now.
There now. We have one there now. I think two there now actually. Probably are undersized. Well, with the new Western Conveyance pump station, we're using the largest one we've used yet. We want to see how that goes, and we might shift that unit on some of these other pump stations. It's a more active treatment, so it will actively pull the air out of the pump station and treat it rather than a passive as it comes out. So it's something we're working on and try to deal with continuously.
Well, I appreciate it. It happens more than just weekends.
Oh, it's all the time. I mean, we'll see a spike on the weekend, a big flush. Definitely if the rental houses and all sit empty through the week, big flush. It really comes with every pump cycle. So the more flow you have, the more times you're pushing flow into a pump station and stirring that air up, displacing that air in the pump station is making the odor. So the more flow you have in the system, the more cycles there are in the pump stations, the more we're going to have with.
Well, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
The other element is on Glendale Road at 601 going toward the Glendale Bridge. The power poles are leaning pretty heavily, and I checked with Atomic Edison, and they're not there. It's Verizon. Haven't been able to get a rise out of Verizon to replace them. And Don from the Atomic Edison said he thought part of the problem was some of the homeowners wouldn't allow structural supports for those towers. But, I mean, they're leaning pretty heavy. You can see a couple of them have been clipped by trucks, you know, coming down the road. And it's a pretty heavily traveled road, number one. Number two, a lot of power comes through there, and
these things goes down, I think there's going to be some happy campers. So maybe Verizon could be encouraged to replace them or do something.
That property owner is a cool Adrian on that corner where that one's leaning so bad right here.
We'll look in. That's a good point. We'll certainly look into that.
Remind me, Jay, and we take a look at that.
Yeah, we touched base with them when we did the road, the line striping on Glendale Road. We shifted the road to the north in order to create a biking, walking path, so to speak, along the south side of the road. I don't know if you noticed that or not. It's been marked. And they said they're not within, at that point, and that's been several years ago, the deflection wasn't great enough to be of any concern. So what we did, we took one of our plow trucks, raised the bed, and went through to make sure that it wouldn't affect us with our plowing operation. It didn't at that time, but to Gary's point, that doesn't mean, you know, they haven't shifted more and probably should be looked at, because it bothered me from day one when we did that. And I noticed too where one of them's been hit. I don't know if our trucks did it or maybe like a tractor trailer or something, but yeah, we'll try to get a hold of them.
Okay.
They're hard to get any cooperation.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Dare I ask, in the epic song of trying to find an economic development director, what are the odds of someone being appointed in 2018?
In 2018, I'd say they're pretty good. In 2017, I'd say non-existent.
Are you back to square one?
How do you want to answer this?
I don't think we're back to square one. I think the process we've gone through, I mean, we're doing our due diligence and doing, I think we've told you before that, you know, we've come up with a couple very qualified candidates. We've made offers to them. The problem is that they want a lot more money than what is called for in the pay scale and for what we're willing to pay. Was it yesterday?
Yes.
Yesterday with the selection committee, the committee we appointed to screen the resumes of the applicants, and we talked about where we are, you know, what who applied, the interviews we did, the people we offered. We went back over the list of applicants to see if there was maybe there's somebody there we could go back and take another look at. Had a very good discussion about all of it. Your name came up, as a matter of fact. I know he's going to ask, and I would just tell you that I'm repeating myself in that we're being prudent. We don't have to rush to do this. You know, we're not in bad shape right now. I know, and again, I know I sound kind of repetitive. You know, unemployment is less than 5%. We have employers that are trying to hire hundreds of people right now. It's not like the old days when unemployment was 14-15%. And, you know, nobody was hiring. So we're lucky, and I think that the situation allows us to take our time. And, you know, we had a discussion with the committee. We're reevaluating where we're at on this. You know, if in fact, we're not going to be able to find a very qualified, experienced economic development professional, somebody has all the certifications, a lot of real world experience and so on, and then maybe what we want to look at is kind of going back and re-looking at the qualification and trying to find somebody, hopefully local, that knows the county, that has good communication skills, understands how to build relationships, can build, you know, understands the business community here, and in other words, maybe hire a person that doesn't have that extensive economic background and experience that we can work with. I volunteered to work with them to mentor them, you know, for the time that I have to bring them up to speed. But I'm not worried about it at this point. It's important, and we want to get it done, but we don't want to. And we've said this before, you know, we don't want to rush into hiring somebody that's maybe going to be here a year or two and then leave. We want somebody that knows the county, that loves the county, that wants to be here, that we can invest in terms of not just time and effort, but and then over time bring them along and hopefully get to where we want to be. I'm confident we can do that. And we can do that in 2018 for sure.
Jim, we said from the beginning, as you remember, we weren't going to rush into this. We want to make the right decision, not just a decision. We did make offers to two very qualified people. The frustrating part is you ask them in the interview, do you know what the pay scale is and are you comfortable with that? And, of course, they say yes, and then you make them an offer and they come back with something that's by far and whatnot. We're not talking haggling over a couple thousand dollars. I mean, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars off. You know, which is frustrating because you ask that question up front and then there's a disconnect on the back end. That's the most frustrating part for me as we've gone through this. We have had two super candidates, really, that we've reached out to, and then it just didn't work out. So I think Jim hit the nail right on the head. I don't think we're starting over. I think we've got a pretty good base. We have interviewed a good many people. And we've even interviewed some more after the second offer of a contract. It's just we want to make sure we get the right fit. And the last thing we want to do, having a vacant position, as Jim said, with the position we're in right now, having a vacancy there when we still have three very qualified people over there in that office doing the day-to-day work that needs to be done. I don't want to cheapen that in any way, shape, or form. I think it would be worse to make the wrong hire just to hire somebody than to sit and wait a little while to make sure we got the right fit, and that's sort of where we're at right now.
Because from where I'm sitting, you know, I mentioned too in previous meetings that, you know, people were looking for hundreds of people to hire. I'd love to tell people that, and an economic development director is good for that as a liaison with the media to say,
sure,
these companies are looking for that, so I don't have to send Kevin 20 emails saying, is somebody hiring? Who? How many people are they hiring? You know, then right. We'd be swapping emails all the time. And so, basically, I don't know about this except what I see in the newspaper.
Right.
And so, otherwise, I don't really have a clue about it. What I do see are the employment reports in the state. We're higher than the state average in unemployment, and overall employment is usually down from month to month. And that's what I see. So, you know, I don't doubt that people are hiring, but I just don't know about it.
Right.
You turn right around and ask Gary Riddell right there. I would venture to say he could hire several people right now if he could find them that's willing to work.
But as far as a large number of people, we're talking about hundreds, like a Beitzel or a larger company.
You're looking at quite a few companies that are looking for people to hire, and they're just not there. And I think we're, just so you know that I'm in agreement with the other two, we are very much in agreement on this, that we're not going to just jump in and hire somebody because we're being pressured into hiring somebody. We're not going to have that happen. We're going to do our best to find a person that'll fit here and do us a good job for several years to come, not just 6 months down the road.
And when we say hundreds of people, that's a cumulative figure of multiple employers. Yeah. I don't want to mislead you on that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I know it's not a Bausch & Lomb thing, but if somebody was hiring 300 people, for example, that would be a front page story.
It would. I don't know of anybody hiring 300 people right now.
I'd love to hear about that.
Weitzel's hiring 100.
I'd love to tell people that.
What's
that? I think your point is,
I don't know if he knows that,
that we in the business community can do a better job of letting people know.
Yeah.
Paul just went through this the other day with somebody. So we actually, I think, are going to try to give you a more formal statement here in a week or so that says, here's what we've done, here's where we are, and kind of address all those things that you're talking about, so you'll have something.
That would be very helpful.
Yeah, we'll make sure you get that. It'll be a press release, for lack of a better.
People pay attention to that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Any other questions? All right, hearing none, do we have a motion adjourned?
So moved.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Merry Christmas.